感谢主哈，每一次在主的同在中，我们心里面都很喜乐。
Every time we worship in God's presence, our hearts rejoice.
我常常跟同工写 email 的时候，碰到假期或是碰到什么事情，我常常会说，希望你有一个 joyful and fruitful 什么什么哈。
Every time when I write email to coworkers, if it's a holiday season, I always wish that they have a joyful something.
他又不翻译中文，其实你要有一个很喜乐、很丰收的假期或者什么。那以后我讲中文，你就翻英文；我讲英文，你就翻中文。那我们上个礼拜真的是有一个非常 joyful and fruitful week。
Last week we had a very 喜乐的
喜乐而且丰收的一个礼拜啊。你看我们从礼拜天大扫除，我想保守估计至少来了150个大大小小的人在全教会各地在那里大扫除。
Starting from last Sunday, we had a church-wide cleaning day. We had about 150 brothers and sisters staying to clean up the church.
而且很多人都留到天黑六点以后，好几个小时在这里为神家，真的是很感动。
Many people stay until sundown after 6 p.m. It was so moving to see.
不光 joyful, 真的 fruitful, 好多地方都干净了。
不但只是喜乐，而且非常的丰盛。
好了，不要为难你了。那然后感恩节那天晚上，你看我们来了这么多人，然后有这么好的见证啊！跟各个小组的。
On Thanksgiving night, we had so many brothers and sisters participating, and there were wonderful testimonies.
啊，真的是 joyful and fruitful。
真的是很喜乐也很丰盛。
然后我们昨天前天有一个小型的同工退休会，回到我们最早一次用是1992年用，最后一次用是1997年用。
Okay, and then last couple of days we had a co-workers retreat and we went back to the campsite that we first used in 1992 and the last time we used it was 1997.
你看转眼21年或者至少16年过去了，哎呀，心里感触很多。
At least 16 years had passed by and then there was just so much thoughts.
然后我们在那里有一个非常你们都知道了哈 joyful and fruitful 聚会。
And then at the co-workers retreat was very喜乐还有丰盛。
那我希望我们都在主的面前，我们的这一生也是一个 joyful and fruitful life.
I hope that before the Lord, all our lives and all our days will be very 喜乐和丰盛。
真的是感谢主哈，真的是非常感谢主，他这样子爱我们，他平安喜乐要归给他所爱的人。
We really thank the Lord so much because He gives peace and joy to those who love.
因为时间很有限哈，已经到了年底了，所以今天是我讲这个这些人是谁的最后一讲。
So pretty soon we're at the end of this year, and then this is my last message for this series. Who are these people?
其实我很舍不得不讲，因为我还有很多人物想讲。
Actually, I still have there's still many Bible characters I want to preach about.
那我今天挑 Peter 呢，是希望给那些跟我一样很软弱的人带来一点盼望。
Today I picked Peter in order to give hope to those who are weak just like me.
圣经上很多伟大的人物，我们很羡慕他，像但以理这种哈，几乎约瑟这种哇，一生都是像耶稣的人。
There are many great Bible characters, like Daniel and Joseph. All of their days, they live a life like Jesus.
那我很喜欢在旧约里面有个像山东老乡的约拿。
And then I really like another Bible character in the Old Testament, Jonah. He's like someone from Shandong province.
那么在新约里面有个脾气像于洪杰的彼得。
And there's a Peter in the New Testament. His temperament just like Pastor Yu.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这一类的人在圣经里面出现的时候，如果他是你的同伴，你不见得很喜欢他。
You know these Bible characters, if they are your companions, you might not like them very much.
他可能很烦人的哈。
Maybe they're very annoying.
什么事情都要争大，卖这个倚老卖老，或是要这个抢先讲话。
Because people like Peter and like Jonah, they probably become very competitive, and then they always like try to get attention.
我相信他们在彼此争伟大的时候，彼得一定在里面。
I'm sure when they were fighting to see who's the greatest, I'm sure Peter was one of them.
因为如果他真的活得像老大的话，其他人也不敢争了。
Because if he truly lived like the leader, then no one else will contend with them.
所以他为什么要去争呢？因为他是第一个被招的人。
Why is that he would fight for it? Because he was the first one being called.
啊，对不对？那个主耶稣说起来跟随我，他就起来啊，跟着他的这个兄弟起来跟随耶稣。
Because when Jesus saw him, he says, "Come and follow me," and he immediately followed Jesus.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天要来讲彼得。好，那我特别用了一个标题，叫做“一生蒙爱，爱主一生的彼得”。
Today I gave the theme of this message: loved God and was loved by God all his days.
虽然我们对彼得好像有一点讨。有时候拿他开玩笑。
Sometimes we joke about Peter and mock him.
但是彼得其实非常伟大。
But actually he is great.
那尤其是在天主教里面，把彼得摆的位置那是高得不得了的。
Especially within Catholic Church, they deem Peter with such high regard.
他们不只是称他是第一任的教宗啊。
Not only that, they honor him as the first hope.
你如果到罗马去的话，那个很多的建筑、很多的雕像、很多的壁画啊、很多的这个观光圣地，都是跟彼得发生关系的。
If you visit Rome, you will see a lot of buildings, a lot of churches, and the murals and the arts and paintings. They all about Peter.
啊，他们连彼得被捆绑的锁链也在，关的地窖也在。啊，听说彼得这个从罗马逃出城的时候，耶稣向他显现的那个地方的拖鞋的鞋印都在。
They even kept the chains that chains Peter, or the place that he was imprisoned, even the place where he was about to be martyred, and then the footprints they kept that too.
然后，如果你走进圣彼得大教堂，好，这个梵蒂冈的圣彼得大教堂。
And then, if you visit St. Peter Cathedral in Vatican.
不要说前面大门有彼得那么大的像，里面有一个彼得的像。
Not only that, at the door there's a big painting of Peter. There's a painting inside the church too.
那彼得非常可怜，因为他的那个大雕像，他的脚当然是最低的地方，对不对？好，是放在一个台子上面。
Actually, the statue of Peter was placed on a platform.
大家走过去，不是用手摸他的脚，就是用嘴巴亲他的脚，所以他的脚已经几乎看不到指头了，变光滑的了。
Because when people pass by the statue, they will either touch it or kiss it to a point that you cannot see the details of the toes anymore.
那几百年前，有一个神的仆人被别人带到这个圣彼得大教堂来参观的时候
Many hundred years ago, when a servant of God was brought to visit St. Peter,
他现在不仅仅是全世界几乎最宏伟，但是至少是最贵最贵的一个教堂。
Maybe it was not the greatest, the biggest church in the world, but at least it's the most expensive church in the world now.
那里面比开朗基罗的画那些的雕像都是价值连城的，到处都是。
Because that church, it was full of the murals of Michelangelo or all these antique paintings.
所以有人带着这个神的仆人进去的时候，你看，当初教会那个彼得说金和银我都没有的现象，我们现在没有了，我们到处都是金银。
So when the servant of God was brought to visit St. Peter Church.And then the person who presented was bragging about it. See, now the church is so rich, we no longer have to say silver and gold. I have not.
我跟你讲，你只要随便找20平方尺的地方，已经够你一辈子花不完的哈。那个钱都那个太值钱了。
Because even the wealth within 20 square feet would be enough for you to spend all of your life.
但是神的仆人对他说，虽然。这个现在金和银都有，但是那个我奉拉撒勒耶稣的名叫你起来行走的力量已经没有了。
But yeah, the servant of God says, yes, today we no longer have to say that silver and gold we have not. We do have silver and gold, but we don't have the power to raise to cause a lame to walk in Jesus' name.
这个能力就是发生在彼得的身上。
Because that power happened on Peter.
哦，当耶稣都已经升天了。
After Jesus ascended to heaven,
他们原来充满了害怕，耶稣死了，耶稣复活了，耶稣走了。
Originally, they were so afraid that after Jesus left them.
但是他们都被主改变了。
But then, at that moment, they were transformed.
所以有一天，当他经过圣殿的时候
，So one day when he was passing by the temple,
他跟约翰两个经过圣殿的美门口。
Peter and John passed through the beautiful gate.
那里有一个生来是瘸腿的人坐在那里跟人家要钱，然后眼睛看着彼得，希望彼得给他钱。
There was a beggar born lame, gazed into Peter and then hoping that Peter would give him some money.
你就发现彼得很可爱哈。
But Peter was so lovable.
他也没有忽略这个乞丐。
He did not neglect this beggar.
他就低着头也看他。
So he looked down and then returned the gaze.
他说你看我啊。
Says, look at me.
金和银我都没有。
Silver and gold I have not.
你就晓得彼得多穷。
Then you know how poor Peter was.
你们口袋至少有点钱，对不对
？At least you will have some change in the pocket,
今天身上
right?
身无分文的请举手好吗？
Please raise your hand if you are penniless.
你现在剩下的都交给我。哦，皮包放在办公室。
Okay, he,
这个不是新成员没有？
Brother Ming left his wallet in the office.
也放在办公室啊。所以你们来教会不奉献的、啊。
So you don't, you come to church without bringing any money, no offerings.
故意把皮包放在办公室，真是。
So you just left your wallet in the office.
要悔改哈。
You need to repent.
他看着他说金和银我都没有。
But yet he says silver and gold I have not.
他说我只把我所有的给你。
But I give you what I have.
哦，那是不得了的事情啊。
And that is something really great.
我奉拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Nazareth, I call you to rise up and walk.
哦，这是这个乞丐这一辈子从来没有想到的礼物。
And this is a gift that he never imagined in his life.
立刻从地上起来，跳着赞美声，哦，跟着他们进圣殿去了。
Immediately.He got up and jumping and walking with joy and followed them to the temple.
从前瘸腿的人是不准进圣殿的。
Before, all the crippled and lame were not allowed in the temple.
不光他的病得到了医治了。
Not only that, he was healed.
他可以来到神面前了。
He was able to come before God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的彼得老兄做的事情。
And this is something done by our brother Peter.
我们不要小看他。
So don't despise him.
所以我们先看后面 C D E 哈，三四五三个点，我们再回头看神怎么样子改变这个人。
So we will look at a point of C D and E first.
主耶稣呼召彼得的时候
，When Peter was called by Jesus,
他说我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Jesus says, I will make you fishers of men.
请你们告诉我在历史上有哪一个人可以一次传福音三千个人得救。
Can you tell me anyone that would cause 5,000 people to be saved with one message?
起来讲完主的话，有五千个人信主。
After his sermon, 5,000 believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个人不是读过神学博士的人。
This is not a person with PhD in theology.
这个人是一生在海边打鱼的人。
This was a fisherman.
他几乎没有受过什么大的教育。
He was hardly educated.
所以主耶稣说：“起来跟随我。”
So when Jesus says, "Come and follow me."
我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
I will make you a fisher of men.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候。
We remember when Abraham was called.
神要亚伯拉罕起来承受祝福，他说：“论福，我要赐大福给你。”
God called Abraham to inherit blessings. He says, "I will give you great blessings."
第二个神说你要成为祝福，因为地上的万国要因你得福。
Second calling was that you will become a blessing. All the nations in the world will be blessed by you.
所以我们说一个任何人蒙召是为了承受祝福，是为了成为祝福。
Therefore, we say that anyone who is called is called to inherit blessings and to become a blessing.
当彼得蒙召的时候
，When Peter was called,
主说起来跟从我，这叫做承受祝福。
The Lord says, "Come." Follow me, and that is to inherit a blessing.
哪一个跟随耶稣的人不能得福的呢？
Who would not receive blessing when follow Jesus?
没有一个跟随耶稣的人不会承受大的祝福。
No one who follow Jesus would not.No one who follows Jesus will not receive great blessings.
这个祝福是永恒的祝福，这个祝福是生命里的祝福，这个祝福是没有人可以比的祝福。
This is eternal blessing of life, and no one else can compare.
然后彼得蒙召的时候。
When Peter was called,
神要叫他成为别人的祝福。
And then God wants him to become a blessing for others.
你要得人如得鱼。
That you will become fisher of men.
弟兄姊妹，彼得不是只是大网打鱼而已哈。
So Peter was not just casting nets and fish.
他连一个最小的他都不忽略，门口被人忽略的乞丐他都不随便丢弃的。
He would not even neglect a small person like the beggar by the gate.
你这是第三章的事情。那因着他在每门医治了这个瘸腿。
Because he healed this cripple.
带下来第四章，当他在这里做见证的时候，带下来了五千个人得救的故事。
So in chapter 4 of Acts, when he was preaching the gospel, he saved 5,000 people.
所以他不仅仅大批的叫人得救，他连最小的他都不轻看。
Not only that, he was able to cause great multitude to be saved, he would not even neglect a small one.
也因着他在小事上忠心，神能够把大事交给他。
And because he was able to be faithful on the small matters,God was able to entrust him with great matters.
所以千万不要觉得我一得救就要当彼得，就要当保罗，就要当 Billy Graham.
So please don't think that right after you're saved, you want to be like Peter or like Billy Graham.
你要学习在最小的事情上忠心，神才可能把大事、把大的祝福给我们。
If we learn to be faithful on the small matters, then God will be able to entrust us with great matters.
那一天能够有五千个人得救，就是因为每门门口有这个人先得救。
That day, 5,000 people were able to save is because the day before, one.Beggar was saved.
彼得那天一打网能够五千个鱼进来，是因为他先没有忽略的一条小鱼。
That day when Peter cast nets, he was able to save 5,000 people. It's because he did not neglect a small person.
弟兄姊妹，我们明年希望在福音上能够往前去。
Next year, brothers and sisters, we want to advance in the gospel.
彼得就是一个很好的榜样。
And Peter is such a great.Example.
他不轻看神摆在他周围任何的灵魂。
He will not neglect any soul that God placed around him.
然后他也学习依靠圣灵。等一下我们会看到，靠着圣灵的大能，叫一批一批的人归向神。
And he was able to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit and cause multitudes of people to be saved.
然后他自己本身的见证，叫人家受吸引，这些人是跟过耶稣的。
And then he lived such a great testimony that people were able to identify these people have followed Jesus.
啊，所以接下来主在这里说到，他为主牧养群羊。
And then he became a shepherd for God's flock.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们昨天在同工交通的时候，曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过哈，就是在教会里面的服事。啊，传道人的服事，蒙召出来的服事，最艰难的就是做牧养的工作。
Yesterday at the co-workers retreat, we shared with brothers and sisters the most difficult task of being called into full-time ministry is to shepherd.
啊，我昨天引用了一个统计，是别人告诉我们的，在北美的大陆华人蒙恩出来做传道人的，有80%-90%的人打退堂鼓。
So, yesterday I gave a statistics about among Chinese full-time ministers, about 80% or 90% people back out after being called.
香港大概有45%的人。
In Hong Kong, about
超过不了五年就退下去了。
In Hong Kong, about 45% of people, they will not go through full-time ministry more than 5 years.
彼得神不仅仅呼召，叫他要得人如得鱼。
Peter was not only called to be fisher of men.
当主耶稣升天之前，在提比利亚海边三次问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
So before Jesus ascended into heaven by the Sea of Tiberias, Jesus asked him, "Do you love him? Do you love me?"
他都说：“主，我爱你。”
And then 3 times he replied, "Lord, I love you."
如果爱主，就要牧养主的羊。
And the Lord says, "If you love me, you feed my sheep."
我想我们在家里面，你也一样在牧养小羊，对不对
？I'm sure at home we are also feeding and shepherding little sheep.
如果你连你家里面那一两个都很难牧养的话，你不要想到在教会里面几百个、几千个，那是很难的。
If you cannot even shepherd one or two at home, forget about shepherding hundreds of thousands at church.
但是发现彼得他这一生就是一个这么好的牧长。
And we can see that Peter was such a good elder at church.
你看彼得前书5:1-3，他是写给教会做长老的人啊。你发现他的话真是宝贝。
And in First Peter chapter 5:1-3, we see that he was writing this epistle to elders at church.
我希望这次成为我们教会，不管是做父母亲的，在教会里面做小组长的，做 leader 的，我们都要弄这些话来勉励自己啊。
These words are so precious. We hope that all of our leaders, evenYour leader at home, a small group at church, will be encouraged by his words.
第一节我没有念出来，因为那个纸张不够哈。他说，彼得说，我这个做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。第二节我们一起来念，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。也不是出于贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。所以他在这里讲到三个不是，三个乃是啊。
So here he mentioned three things that we are not, they are not, and the three things are.
不是出于勉强，不是因为贪财，不是要辖制所托付你的。
It's not by compulsion, but not for dishonest gain, and then not to lord over.
乃是要出于甘心，要出于乐意，而且是要做群羊的榜样。
But be willing and then Be eagerly and also be examples of the flock.
这一切所有的有一个最重要的根基跟最大的原则，就是要按着神的旨意来照管他们。
So, all of this sum up with a foundation to do it according to the will of God.
不是为了讨好他们，也不是怕得罪他们，而是照着神的旨意。就像保罗说的，凡是出于神的，凡是与你们有益的，凡是是神的旨意，我没有一样避讳不说。
It's not to either please the flock or to be afraid to offend them. Just as Apostle Paul says, whatever that is beneficial to you, I will not withhold it.
我读彼得书信的时候，我都很感动。刚才威廉带我们读的十二月一号的也是彼得写的哈。
And every time I read Peter's writings, I'm always moved. Like Brother William just led us to read.That is also from 1 Peter.
你看多少人在苦难中会为了彼得这句话、信心需要经过试炼、就比那 被火试炼过仍然能坏的金子还要显得更宝贵 在基督显现的时候要得到称赞荣耀尊贵哎呀我们每次都用这些话来安慰自己
So oftentimes so many people are comforted during their sufferings by the words of Peter that our faith being strengthened will be more precious than gold after testing and all the great all the honors revelation And glory be to the Lord.
你想想看，一个没有受过教育、没有受过什么教育的人，能够有这么好的文笔，都是因为他生命被神改变啊。
How can someone who was not highly educated can write something so beautiful? It's because his life has been transformed.
这是从他生命里面出来的精炼的话语啊。
Because these words are the experiences outflowing from his life.
我更佩服的就是他写到第八节，彼得前书一章八节。
And also, what I really admire is First Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
说你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽然不能看见，却因为信他，就有什么说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
It says, even though you have never seen him, but you love him, and because you love him, you have this unspeakable great joy.
你以为彼得词穷了吗？
Do you think Peter was running out of words?
他终于写不出来了哈。
That he was not able to write.
但是他用了一个最漂亮的字，叫做 unspeakable joy， 就是讲不出来的喜乐，来形容这个喜乐真是入味。
But yet he used this beautiful word, unspeakable joy, to describe this joy.
有没有人可以形容喜乐比彼得形容的更好
？Who can describe joy? This joy better than Peter.
Try it. 我们中间有没有文学系毕业的？英文系毕业的请举手，好吧
？Anyone who graduated with major in English or literature?
不好意思，举手。那中文系的
？How about our Chinese literature?
哦，都不举手了，不好意思。我知道有几个嘛。
I know some of you graduated with literature degrees.
要不要接受挑战？
Are you willing to accept the challenge?
谁可以赢彼得？我真的送你一个很好的礼物。
I give you a very good prize if you can write something better than Peter.
就是你能够形容心中的喜乐，那个到位的程度比彼得写的还好的话，我真的服你。
That I will give you a great prize if you can describe this joy better than Peter.
他那个说不出来的喜乐，就把喜乐讲到最高的境界。
Because he described this joy as this unspeakable joy, the best he could do.
你看，一个属土的变成属天的啊
！This earthly person became heavenly.
一个好像没有什么在人不被尊重的、没有什么教育背景的，能够写出这样子安慰人的话。
This person who did not have much education background, not much honor, was able to write something so great.
原来是个老粗，天天跟人家争谁伟大，现在变成群羊的牧长的榜样。
He was a person used to be competitive and very fleshy, and now he became an example of all the flock.
所以不要讲到。彼得只想到他武的那一面哈，那个凶悍啊，强壮啊，能力了、啊，人家也是很柔的，很有深度的。
So whenever we think about Peter, don't just think about the rough side of him, but he's also very gentle and very, very caring.
所以这是为什么我刚刚敢开头讲说我也像彼得。
That is why at the beginning of my message I told you I'm just like Peter.
我不是只有武的凶的那一面 我们也有柔的一面、啊、有深度的一面
I don't just have the rough macho side but I'm also very gentle
然后你看第五个
And then fifth point
他原来是名字 叫彼得是石头但是后来却成为神家的柱石
So his name was Peter that means a small rock but then he became a pillar
他充满了能力他真是神家的柱石啊
Was full of power and really became a pillar in God's house.
这不是他自己称的，这是保罗称他的。
So he did not call himself this, but Paul did.
而且那时是在众圣徒中间称的，哈，那被称为教会柱石的雅各、基法和约翰。
Because Paul says that James, Cephas, and John, who seems to be pillars.
那是在加拉太书二章九节，你们自己回家看。
This is mentioned in Galatians chapter two, verse nine.
我随便只要挑两三个例子，做个例子讲一下哈。你看，我们看《使徒行传》第四章。
Or another place is Acts chapter four.
二十九节到三十三节，这就是他叫每门门口的瘸子并起来行走之后。
This is after when he caused the lame at the beautiful gate to walk.
然后他们在讲道的时候，这些人就要来威胁他们，恐吓他们。
When they were preaching, they were being threatened by the multitude.
彼得根本就毫不犹豫地说：“听从你们，不听从神，这该不该你们自己说啊。”
But then he immediately said without any hesitation, "It is right to obey man and not God."
然后底下他就在神的面前祷告。
And then he prayed to God.
他说他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你的圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了， 聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。那许多信的人都是一心一意的。跳到三十三节，使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。啊，你就发现彼得那个时候对教会的影响，他所传的信息，神用神迹奇事随着他来见证所传的道。
From this passage, we can see Peter's influence, and he was full of power and to the church, and then how God was able to perform signs and wonders through him.
那你就算我们从来没有祷告完，地震动好了。
Let's say that the earth never shook after we prayed.
那么至少应该要有神迹奇事随着我们。
But at least there should be signs and wonders following us.
那就算没有神迹奇事随着我们。
Say there's no signs and wonders.
那教会真正同心为着神家的复兴祷告的时候，我们应该常被圣灵充满。
But when church in one accord pray for the revival of the church, we ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit often.
或是众人都能够在主的面前放胆的传讲神的道。
Or that we can preach and share God's words with boldness.
或是叫众人都在聚会的里面大蒙恩，你发现这些现象今天在教会里面都失落了。
Or we shall see great grace among them all, but today we don't see these phenomena anymore.
今天来到神家，我们常常都是软弱叹息啊，立志行善，由得我行出来，由不得我。
Today, oftentimes when we come to Church of God, and we are weak and full of sighing, and says that it is up to us to will, but not for us to carry out.
但是你看见初期教会彼得他们那个时候为首所带领的教会复兴，真的是让我们羡慕，不敢随便轻看这样子的人哈。
But today, as we look back to see churches in the first century, we dare not to despise such people.
我们再看第五章十二节到十六节。
Let's turn to chapter five of Acts.
那你说到其余的人，没有人敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们，信而归主的人越发天真。连男带女很多，甚至有人将病人抬到街上。这个《使徒行传》第五章十二节到十六节哈。
Acts chapter five, verse twelve to fifteen。
甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上啊，或是褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影儿照在什么人身上。你就发现彼得那个时候的能力在他身上简直是无法抗拒的。
You can see that the power on Peter was irresistible at that time.
连彼得走出去的时候，人家就赶快把病人抬出来放在路边，希望彼得走过去，没有空为他祷告，连影子照着他都希望他能够得到医治的。
So at that time, when people heard that Peter was out walking, they would bring their sick people out on the street, hoping that his shadow would pass the people.
所以，当我们读这些经文的话，我们会发现神这样子的用彼得。
When we see these passages, we see how greatly God was using Peter.
神彼得怎么可能会被用到这样子的程度哈
？How could Peter be used by to such an extent？
如果没有发生这样子的事情，就没有人会做这样子的事，对不对
？If nothing happened like that, then no one would follow.
表示彼得走过去的时候，很多人因为他走过去，连病都得到医治了。
I'm sure when Peter passed by, and then the shadow fall on people, and then they would get saved.
十六节，还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。
And verse 16 says, a great multitude gathered from surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bring sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirit, and they were all healed.
到了第九章。
And then chapter 9.
他在多加附近，在约帕那里这个住的时候。
When he was living in Joppa.
有一个主的使女，她是一个非常帮助穷人、管行善事的一个人，叫多加。
And there was a maiden of the Lord, her name was Dorcas.
或是大比大啊，那么她死掉了。
And then she died.
很多的妇女都很舍不得她，为她哀哭。
A lot of women were weeping for her.
但是他们听见彼得就在附近，就把彼得找来了。
And then when they heard Peter was nearby, they called for Peter.
没有想到彼得进了房间，为他祷告，叫他起来。这个人居然从死里面起来了。
Peter entered the room and then prayed for the woman and then called her to rise up, and then she did.
那这件事情就传遍了约帕，就有许多人信了耶稣。
And this news spread around Joppa, and a lot of people believed.
到了《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
当他到哥尼流家去讲道的时候。
When he went to the house of Corinthians.
彼得还在讲道，还在说话的时候。
While Peter was still speaking.
圣灵一下子降在所有听到的人身上。
All of a sudden, Holy Spirit fell on everyone who was listening to him.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个彼得的能力，我们常常很忽略他哈。
We oftentimes neglect.The power of Peter.
然后最后希律王想要杀他。
Finally, when King Herod wanted to kill him.
因为他们杀了雅各以后，发现百姓们很高兴。
Because after he
再杀一个。
After they killed James, they feel that it pleases Peter, the people, so they wanted to kill one more.
所以到了第十章，他们把彼得抓来了。
So chapter 10, they arrested Peter.
你到罗马去的时候。这个彼得跟保罗曾经被关在的监狱里面，他们一定会带你们去看啊。
If you visit city of Rome, they will bring you to visit the dungeon, the prison that they imprisoned Peter and Paul.
那个是彼得的后期，彼得的早期在叙利王这边的时候，还在耶路撒冷这里的时候，叙利王也要杀他。
But that was later on. But early on, when it was still King Herod's time, that he wanted to kill Peter.
把他关在监狱里面。
So they imprisoned.Peter.
然后派的四班的兵丁，每一班兵丁有四个人看守他。换句话说，用十六个兵看他彼得一个人。
So altogether, they sent 16 soldiers to take shift to guard Peter.
但是那天众人在为彼得祷告的时候
，That day when people were praying for Peter,
神差遣天使进到牢房里面把彼得给救出来。
God sent an angel into the dungeon, into the prison to bring Peter out.
请问天使来找彼得的时候，彼得正在干嘛？
Do you remember what Peter was doing when Angel came to him?
保罗跟希拉被关在监狱里面的时候，上了木狗，被打得遍体鳞伤。他们半夜祷告、唱诗、赞美神，对不对
？When Paul and Silas were imprisoned and then they were chained, in the middle of the night, they were singing praises to God.
他们赞美神，这个地震动，锁链脱落，监门开了。
After they been beaten, they sing praises to God, and then the prison door opened.
但是彼得被抓，第二天要来办他的时候，天使来找他，他在干嘛
？But what was Peter doing when angel came to free him and he was about to be executed the next day?
他在干嘛？睡觉。
He was sleeping.
而且不是浅睡，睡得熟得不得了，天使得拍他肋旁才拍起来。
He was in deep sleep that the angel had to pat to touch his.Side to wake him up.
你们读圣经大概不会有我这种好奇心。我在想，为什么不拍他肩膀，要拍他肋旁的多痒哈？
I wonder if you have the same curiosity as me. I wonder why he didn't pat his shoulder, but side. It was kind of itchy.
他睡得非常 relaxed.
Maybe he was very relaxed like this.
所以天使来的时候拍他肋旁，要拍把他叫醒，说赶快起来。
So angel had to come and then pat his side to wake him up.
你知道彼得圣经上记载彼得睡觉一共记载几次
？Do you remember how many times the scripture recorded that Peter was sleeping？
至少三次哈。
At least three times。
那第一次是在什么地方
？The first time。
变化山上。
On Mount of Transfiguration。
主耶稣最荣耀的时候，人子改变形象，他居然睡觉了。
When Jesus was the most glorious, he was being transfigured, and then Peter fell asleep.
在最不该睡觉的时候，他睡觉了。
He fell asleep at the moment that he should not have slept at all.
第二次记载什么时候
？Second time.
克西马里园。
Garden of Gethsemane.
在主耶稣最痛苦的时候。
When Jesus was most.
甚至主耶稣请求他们说：“能不能陪着我警醒片刻
？”Jesus even requested, "Can't you be watchful with me for 1 hour?"
睡着了。
He fell asleep.
第一次睡着了，主耶稣再跟他们讲一次，还是睡着了，连续三次都睡着了。
Three times Jesus asked them to be watchful. Three times they fell asleep.
啊，我说岔开来讲哈，这个传道人彼此之间有的时候自我解嘲，彼此安慰哈。
On a side note, sometimes ministers will get together and then they will joke about each other.
他们说不要难过，讲到底下有人打瞌睡，连保罗讲到都有人打瞌睡。
They say don't be sad when you preach and people fall asleep. Even when Paul was preaching, people fell asleep.
不光打瞌睡，还摔死呢。
Not only that, someone will fall asleep. They even fell off the window and died.
主耶稣开培灵会，最好的门徒都睡着了。
When Jesus
山上变化形象，你看这些人都睡着了。
When Jesus had a revival meeting, even his disciples fell asleep.
到了克西马利园，主耶稣带着祷告会，门徒们再三睡着。
And then the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was leading a prayer meeting, his disciples fell asleep again.
所以我常常说，听我讲到你们睡觉没关系啊。
So I said, it's okay if you fall asleep at my preaching.
这个是岔开来的话了，好，我们不能这样乱讲。但是 anyway, 你看彼得。前两次睡觉都是不该睡，他睡了。
See, for twice, Peter fell asleep when he should not have.
但是第三次睡觉，照常理来说也是不该睡的，但是他睡得这么好。
But then the third time he fell asleep in prison, supposedly logically he should not have, but yet he had such a good rest.
第二天可能出来要殉道的，他睡得这么好。
He might just be martyred the next day, but yet today he was at such a restful state.
所以我跟你说，荣耀神的方式很多哈，你不要说都要像保罗那样子，半夜不准睡，要祷告、唱诗、赞美神才叫荣耀神。
So, that's why I tell you there are many ways to glorify God. We don't always have to be like Peter, like Paul and Silas, that we have to sing praises to God.
对，我们的小胖弟兄已经先笑了哈，他大概想说，我底下在讲说，连你睡觉都可以荣耀神。
Even you can glorify God with your sleep.
啊，保罗不，彼得的前两次睡觉实在是不能荣耀神。
See, for the first two times when Peter fell asleep was not glorifying God.
都是不该睡的时候他睡了。
Because he fell asleep when he should not have.
但是彼得第三次的睡觉真的是荣耀神。
But third time he fell asleep in the prison, it was so glorifying God.
应该是睡不着的，他睡得这么好。
Because he should not have fall asleep, he should be in anxiety, but yet he fell asleep.
他不久以前，不过在小使女的面前，人家说你是拉撒勒人一伙的，他就否认。
Not long ago, he denied Jesus in front of the maids.
啊，充满了害怕。
He was full of fear.
他在那个局面里面，他怕被揪出来，被别人一起审判。
Because at that time he was afraid to be arrested and being tried.
他不敢认同他是耶稣的门徒。
He dared not to identify himself as a disciple of Jesus.
那个害怕甚至叫他三次发咒起誓，说我不认识这个人。
The fear was so great that he even swore that he did not know Jesus.
不过只是一个小使女面前而
已。It was only a little maidservant.
刀子还没有架在脖子上，他都这样子否认主，他那么害怕。
There was even no knife on his neck, and he was so afraid that he had to deny Jesus.
但是现在是被七律王关在监狱里面，派了十几个兵看他，第二天要办他，他能够睡得这么熟。
But at this moment, he was imprisoned by King Herod with a shift of guards.And then the next day he will be martyred, and yet he was able to fall asleep.
我们看见彼得的改变没有？
Can we see the change in Peter?
弟兄姊妹，我们现在就要回头来看啊。
Now we will look back.
你在《使徒行传》，你好好去读，你可以读出许多彼得的，我不要讲丰功伟业了，他真的是荣耀神的这个见证。
If you study carefully the book of Acts, you will see many testimonies of Peter that glorifies God.
然后我们现在回来看被主召的彼得。
And now we'll.Go back and look at Peter, who is called by Lord.
他怎么可能从一个这么软弱、这么不被人忽略、这么甚至没有什么大价值的一个人，被神改变成为这么有用的人
？How was he able to be transformed and changed by God from a very insignificant person to such a person greatly used by God？
哦，我今天晚上翻我自己写的见证簿子的时候。
Last night when I flipped through my own testimony book.
我想起几年前我跟于师母到澳洲去啊，那次我们儿子也跟我们去。
Remember a couple years ago when my wife and I and also my children went with me to Australia.
那次在一个青年聚会里面。
At a young people's meeting.
有一个年轻人起来做见证，那次其实是培灵会，他们来了大概将近20个福音朋友。
That was actually a revival meeting, but about 20 gospel friends came, and one young man gave a testimony.
这20个福音朋友后来在培灵会里面有十几个得救了。
So at that revival meeting, More than 10 out of the 20 received the Lord and got saved. 那我们最后一天做见证的时候 ，So last day was a testimony meeting.
啊，有一个年轻人高高的，满头这个头发，这个长头发的人起来做见证。
A young man was very tall and with long hair. He gave a testimony.
他其实才十七岁。
Actually, he was only 17 years old.
啊，他是在一个 broken family, 一个破裂的家庭里面长大，所以他从小就是出去混帮派。
So he grew up in a broken family. So very young age, he joined again.
因为他长得很高很快。他后来加入黑社会，被人家网罗去了。
So because of his great body built, and then he got recruited into the mafia.
他是非常狠的一个人啊。
So he was very cruel person.
他说他连爸爸都怕他，因为他打过他爸爸，他爸爸根本拿他没办法。
He says even his father was afraid of him because he once beat up his father, so no one was able to do anything with him.
结果居然在聚会的里面，他认罪悔改，信了主。
But then during at that meeting, he repented and accepted the Lord.
然后那天他做见证的时候。
So he gave a testimony.
其实我非常感动，一个从来没有听过福音哈，一个刚刚得救的人，他做的见证。
I was so moved by his testimony because he never heard of gospel before.
他说他那天信了耶稣，那天晚上很多人悔改，他也认罪悔改信耶稣。
He says that night many people repented, accept the Lord, and then so he did the same.
他回到宿舍去洗澡的时候。
And then he went back to the dorm to take a shower.
然后他发现他忘了带 shampoo, 忘了带洗发精。
Then he realized he forgot to bring his shampoo.
他已经在洗了。
And he was already in the shower.
然后他就发现别人留了 shampoo 在那边。
And then he discovered that someone left the shampoo in the shower stall.
他很自然的就去拿那个洗发精，就想先用吧。
So he naturally just take the shampoo and thought, I will just use it now.
当他就在拿那个洗发精要倒到头上用的时候。
As he was about to take the shampoo.
他里面突然觉得这个不是我的。
All of a sudden, he realized that this is not mine.
我没有得到人家的同意，我不应该随便用它。
I shouldn't use it without the owner's permission.
就把它放回去。
And then he put it back.
他就用清水洗了自己的头。
So he just used water to wash his hair.
这是一个很平凡的见证，那天非常感动我。
This is a very ordinary testimony, but touched me greatly.
他从前混帮派、黑社会的时候，连他不当得的东西，他要就是你非给他不可的。
Because he used to be in the gang, used to be a gangster, he would take whatever that did not belong to him.
他可以去在别人身上抢，可以去伤害别人，可以去强暴别人。但是他自己，我不是说的那种强暴，就是对人凶哈。但是今天没有人看见的强迫，他却能够为了信主，他不再用。
He used to treat people with violence, and he would rob, and he would do harms to people, and now He won't even take shampoo.
弟兄姊妹，真是改变生命的大能在他里面开始工作。
Because this great power that will transform life started to work in him.
我们常常唱自耶稣来住在我心，我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
We often sing the song, since Jesus came into my heart, my life has a great change.
其实从第一天他就开始了。
So that great power, the changing life power started today.
一直到我们去见主，这个能力一直要来改变我们。
Until the day we see the Lord, this power will continue to change us.
我们到底被他改变了多少，在于我们降服于他，让他改变多少。
How much this power will change us depends on how much we submit to this power.
神能够照着那正在我们里面运行的大力。
Because God is able to do according to the working of the power within us.
要充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的
we'll be able to accomplish more than what we ever imagine or think.
然后我们看今天的背诵经文。
Let's look at the memory verse for the day.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
三十一节到三十二节。
Verses 31 to 32.
这是主对彼得说：“你要三次否认我。”
This is when Jesus said to Peter, "You will deny me three times."
彼得从来不承认他会否认主的。
Peter will never admit that he will ever do that.
他说：“就算别人会做，我不会做。”
Says even if others do that, I will never do it.
我就算是跟为你死，我都肯的，我不可能不做。
I'm even willing to die for you. I will never deny you.
但是主耶稣在这里对彼得说：“西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好甩你们像甩麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。”
And the Lord says, "Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, and he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren."
第一个，让我们看见主早就知道我们自己这个人多不可靠，有多糟。
First of all, we see that the Lord has known it already. how terrible we are.
我们很多的时候对自己有新的发现，说哎呀，原来我这么坏。
Oftentimes we have a new discovery, like how bad we are.
我们很多的时候到最后才承认说，原来我真是这么败坏。
Or until the very end, then we will admit.We are so corrupted.
但是我们从主为彼得的祷告，我们知道主早就知道他会这么坏。
But from the Lord's prayer, we see that the Lord already knew in ahead that how terrible Peter would be.
第二件事情，我们知道他那个不肯放我们的爱。
And the second thing is that we get to see that love will never let us go.
他永远不会丢弃我们。
He will never forsake us.
虽然我们客变十番，虽然我们起起伏伏，虽然我们一再背信。
Yes, we may change, we may go up and down, we may become unfaithful.
但是他的爱永远不改变。
But yet his love never changes.
这个叫做不肯放我的爱。
And this love is a love that will never let us go.
第三个，主对他说，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Thirdly, we see that the Lord says, after when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers.
表示主已经在这里表明了他还愿意继续使用他。
In other words, the Lord is saying that,After you have returned to me, I'm still willing to use you.
你要用你的软弱，用你的失败，用你这一切的羞耻。当你回头之后，你要用你的经验去帮助别人。
After all the shames and failures, after you have returned, you will be able to help others with your experiences.
要去坚固你的弟兄。
So strengthen your brothers.
你就发现后来当彼得否认主悔改之后，神还是这么大的使用他。
So later on, we get to see after Peter failed to deny the Lord.And then he returned. The Lord was still able to use him.
跟我们讲以利亚的时候一样，我们讲到 God is always 这个 the second chance, the God of the second chance.
When we talk about Elijah, we also talk about that God is God of second chance.
他永远给我们第二个机会，给我们更多的机会。
God is always willing to give us a second chance, more chances.
因为他是按照我们的本相认识我们。
Because he knows us just as we are.
他是用永远不改变。不肯放我们的爱爱我们
because he loves us with this unchanging, unfailing love.
他在我们身上的恩召和拣选，他不改变。
He's calling and then his grace and gifting will never revoke.
会改变的是我们。
It is us that might change.
会糟蹋他恩典的是我们。
We are the one that may waste
or abuse. 会辜负他的爱跟赦免的是我们。
We are the one that may wrong his love and forgiveness.
只要我们认真 be true, 我们是真实的愿意起来跟随他。
If we really want to follow him.
我们有再多的软弱，再多的失败，再多的败坏，他都有办法。
He is able to deal with us no matter how much failure, shame and weakness we have.
因为他从来不丢弃我们。
Because he will never forsake us.
他早就知道我们。
And he knew us.
而他在我们身上有一个纯全善良可喜悦的旨意要实现。
And yet he has this good and perfect will on us.
有很多人福音朋友甚至基督徒都讲过，我们如果是在使徒时代就好了。
Many gospel friends or even Christians will say, "How I wish that I live in the time of apostles."
我们只要看耶稣行过一次神迹，我一辈子都不会跌倒。
If I could only see one miracle performed by Jesus, I will never fall in my entire life.
有没有听过别人跟你讲过这样子话的？
Have you ever heard of such sayings before?
听过这样讲，别人跟你讲过的。其他人表示你们没有好好传福音。
Has anyone said this to you before?
传福音一定有人这样讲的。好吧，那你自己曾经想过的，请举手。
Or have you thought about this before?
就是如果让我亲眼看一个神迹，我一定一辈子会刚强很多。
If you just let me eyewitness, be the eyewitness of one miracle, then I will be so much stronger.
那我们现在看彼得。
Now let's look at Peter.
他是亲身跟随耶稣跟了三年多的人。
He followed Jesus. Three and a half years.
他是主耶稣十二个门徒里面他最早被召的。
He was the first one being called among Jesus' apostles.
他陪耶稣上高山，不是下油锅哈，经过钉果，经过什么，他什么都经过。
He has gone through the mountains and valleys with Jesus.
他看过耶稣行神迹。
He has seen Jesus perform miracles.
他跟着耶稣被人嘲笑。
And then he was with Jesus when being mocked.
他吃过天上的粮食五饼二鱼，便出来吃，吃都吃不完，变成buffet了。
He was there eating the from the five loaves and two fish.
他也跟着主耶稣饿到没有东西吃，要去这个。他什么都经过。
And then he also went through hunger with Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
看过这么多耶稣所做所行的人。
He has seen so much of what Jesus said and done.
当他真正软弱的时候。
But when he was in his weakness,
他可以发咒起誓三次。 说我不认识这个人。
He even swore not to know Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们真正需要的不是外面给我们的帮助啊。
So what we really need is not outward help.
我们真正需要的是生命里面的改变。
But true change from within.
所以我为什么讲一生蒙爱，爱主一生呢
？That's why I say Peter, who loved God and was loved by God.
不仅仅像约翰一书说的，我们能爱是因为神先爱我们。
Just like what John says, we love because He first loved us.
我们能够爱也是因为这是一个不肯放我们的爱。
We're able to love Him because we're loved by this unfailing love.
永远对我们不灰心不放弃的爱。
It will never give us up.
连经过主这么多神迹奇事的彼得都会失败成这个样子。
Even Peter was gone through so many signs and wonders, yet failed so terribly.
但是在他跌倒之前，主就已经先为他祷告。
But yet, even before he stumbled, the Lord has already prayed for him.
而且主已经先把安慰的话都预备好了。
And the Lord has already prepared words of comfort for him.
西门，西门。
Simon, Simon.
撒旦想要得到你们。
Satan has asked for you.
要甩你们像甩麦子一样。
That he may sift you as wheat.
他说：“但是我已经为你祈求。”
But I have prayed for you.
叫你不至于失了信心。
That your faith shall not fail.
然后说到你回头以后。
After you have returned to me,
你需要去坚固你的弟兄。
Strengthen your brothers.
主耶稣通通都知道过几天他那个可怕的表现。
The Lord knew exactly how miserable he will become.
主耶稣通通都能够了解过几天他最爱的门徒跟着他这么久的门徒要那么无情的冷血的刚硬的否认他。
The Lord knew ahead of time that his most beloved disciple would soon deny him with such cruelty and cold heart.
不仅仅犹大要出卖他，要用诡诈、用亲嘴来出卖他。
Not only that Judah would betray him with a sign of kiss.
不仅仅他所有的门徒要全部逃掉离开他。
Not only that all of his disciples would desert him and flee.
连这个他花了这么多心血的彼得，要发咒起誓的说：“我不认识这个人。”
Even Peter, who spent Jesus spent so much effort to teach him, would take a vow and not know Jesus and deny him.
这是耶稣伟大的爱。
And this is such a great love of Jesus.
然后我们就发现耶稣召了彼得以后
And after Jesus called Peter,
我们现在回到 A 跟 B, 我很快的讲一下。
Now we will go back to points A and B.
他一生蒙爱，因为主在他身上一直在做工。
He was loved by the Lord all of his life because God's work was on him all of his life.
所以这个人能够爱主一生。
So that he was able to love the Lord all of his life.
虽然刚刚开始起起伏伏的。
Yes, at the beginning, it could be an up and down journey.
虽然刚刚开始客变十番，甚至否认主。
Yes, at the beginning, he was changing all the time, even up to the point of denying the Lord.
虽然一路上他好像是被主耶稣责备最多次的一个人。
It seems that he was the one that got rebuked by the Lord the most.
但是我们看见彼得一直被改变，一直被改变，一直被改变。
But yet we see that Peter being changed and changed and changed.
他好像从一块石头真的变成神家的柱石啊。
He was changed from being a small stone into a pillar in the house of God.
他从一个软弱如水，连死女面前都害怕的人，他能够在第二天要被杀的时候睡得这么安稳。
He was changed from a fearful coward into such a brave person that he was able to fall asleep the day before his execution.
他能够一站起来叫三千人得救，叫五千人得救。
And when he preached, was able to save 3,000 and then 5,000.
这全是主的爱。
It was all because of God's love.
全是主改变的大能。
It was all because of God's great power.
所以当他蒙召的时候，主说：“来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。”
So when he was called, the Lord says, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers."
这是他的蒙召之始哈，刚开始。
And that was the beginning of his calling.
到了约翰福音二十一章，主耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
So John chapter 21. The Lord says, "Feed my sheep."
在十八节到二十二节的时候，主耶稣接着对他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说的这话就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
In John chapter 1, verse 18 and 22, the Lord predicted what kind of death that Peter would have.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个是起头的蒙召，
so one is the call, beginning of the calling.
一个是到最后，他要为主而殉道。
All the way to the end until he will be martyred.
那我们也知道，彼得真的就是爱主一生，而且忠心至死。
And we knew that Peter he loved the Lord and was faithful all the way to the end.
所以当尼禄王逼迫基督徒的时候，杀害了多少的基督徒
？When King Nero persecuted Christians, he killed many.
听说那个时候彼得都已经随着众人已经出了罗马城了，可以逃出来了。
It was said, it was told that at that time Peter was following the great crowd and leaving the city of Rome.
就在他出城不久的时候，主向他显现。这是这个历史故事传说的哈，教会历史。
So this is the church histories, according to church history, after Peter left the city of Rome.
当主向他显现以后
，the Lord appeared to him.
彼得决定不再逃了。
So after the Lord appeared to him, he decided not to flee anymore.
他就回到罗马城去。
So he went back to Rome.
他甘甘心心的，不仅仅被钉十字架。而且他说他不配跟主一样，他要倒钉十字架。
So willingly he was crucified, and not only that, he was crucified on the cross. He says that he's not worthy to die in the same fashion as his master. So he was crucified upside down.
这是彼得的一生。
So this is the life of Peter.
他一直经历主在他身上的爱。
He continued to experience the love of the Lord on him.
他一直经历主在他里面的改变。
He continued to experience the transformation of the Lord's great power.
不仅仅这个人的能力增加。
Not only that, his power increases.
不仅仅他行的事情真的是伟大的不得了。
Not only that, he has performed such great deeds and acts.
他整个爱主的心，他的忠心都随着他的连日生命在增加。
And also his love and his faithfulness to the Lord also increase as the days.
啊，这是他一生被主改变啊。
And then he continued to be changed by the Lord.
所以我第二个点讲到一生被主改变的彼得，我列的七个点都是大家很熟的故事。
So point B, where Peter, he was progressively changed by the Lord, and I listed some examples that we're very familiar with.
然后每一个故事都可以是一堂信息，所以我不多说。
So every story can be a message, but I won't spend that much time.
但是我试着用每一个故事一分钟，我们简单的复习，我们就结束了。
That we will go through them each one with 1 minute.
在路加福音，当主耶稣呼召他，要叫他得人如得鱼之前
，before Luke chapter 5, before Jesus called him to be a fisherman.
他整夜打鱼没有打到什么。
So Peter spent the entire night fishing and caught nothing.
当他们早上靠到船边，在那里洗网，在那里收拾的时候。
So in the morning when he was washing his nets.
主耶稣借着他的船对众人讲完道以后说，彼得把水开到水深之处，把船开到水深之处。
Then after Jesus used his boat to preach, and then he said to Peter, go to the deep waters.
然后下网打鱼。
And cast your nets.
彼得是一个 professional 的 fisherman.
Peter was
他是一个职业渔夫。
Peter was a professional fisherman.
他知道深夜打不到，早晨不可能打到了。
He knew that if he caught nothing at the night, it would be impossible to catch anything in the morning.
而且早晨如果要有鱼，是在岸边，不是在深水的地方。
And then if to catch anything in the morning, it should be by the shore, not at the deep water.
主耶稣叫他做的事情是完全违背他的职业经验、职业知识、职业技能。
So what Jesus commanded him to do is totally against his professional expertise and experience.
而且主耶稣叫他下网，听见只是讲复数 nets， 要多下几个网。
So actually, the Lord commanded him to cast down multiple nets.
他对主说：“夫子，我整夜打鱼都打不到，但是现在为着你的话，所以我现在去好了。”
But yet he said to the Lord, "Master, I have spent the entire night fishing and caught nothing."
我给你一点面子就是了。
Because you told me, I would do you a favor.
哪里晓得他们下去打网的时候，那个鱼多到网都要裂掉了，两条船都满满的。
So he cast just one single net, and then he caught so many fish that the
当所有的人都在惊讶这么大意外的收获的时候，彼得却跪在地上对主说：“我是个罪人，请你离开我。”
So when everyone was marveled at this great harvest, Peter came and kneeled down before the Lord and says, "I'm a sinner."
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上专家太多了。虽然你不好意思称自己是专家
，Maybe we will not call ourselves experts, but there are so many experts in the world.
讲到教养孩子，一大堆专家；讲到职场，一大堆专家；讲到教会，一大堆专家。
There are many experts about the workplace, about how to raise children and how to build a church.
讲到电脑，讲到material science, everybody 都是专家啊。讲到这个吃醋，这个柠檬到的肚子不会变成茧啊，都有专家。
There are experts in the health food, in the material science, in computer science, everything.
但是弟兄姊妹，彼得那天用他专业知识的时候，他就发现神给他做了一件截然不同的事情。
But that day, when Peter was trying to exercise his professional expertise, but then the Lord asked him to do something completely different.
这叫做属天的教育。
And that is a heavenly education.
彼得在主的面前并不喜乐于他这么大的收获，而是他发现自己是个罪人。
So with this great harvest, Peter did not rejoice, but discovered that he was such a sinner.
好，外面有顺服，里面没有真正的相信。
Yes, outwardly he submitted, but inwardly he did not truly believe.
他用不完全的顺服。
With his partial obedience.
主叫他下多的网，他只下一个网。
The Lord commanded him to cast down many nets, but he only casted one.
就证明这叫属天的教养。
And this is a heavenly discipline.
第二个，风浪中信心被主提升。
Second, his faith was strengthened through the storms.
他从船走出去，在海浪中他沉下去。
While he was walking on water, he sank.
他虽然被主责备说他小信。
Even though he was rebuked for his little faith.
但是主却跟他一起凌驾风浪走回到船上来。
But yet the Lord walked with him back to the boat.
他用很真实有限的信心，却被主在环境里面被提升了。
His real and limited faith was strengthened through the circumstances.
他可以害怕被主责备，没有关系。
It's okay that he was afraid and being rebuked by the Lord.
但是他回来却是唯一一个能够跟着主耶稣凌驾风浪，在风浪中走回到船上的人。
But yet after he came back, he was the only one that ever walked on water with the Lord by faith.
然后他在变化山上。
And on Mount of Transfiguration,
他醒过来的时候，发现耶稣、摩西、以利亚都在。你知道，摩西、以利亚出现对以色列百姓简直是大事。
After he woke up from his nap, he saw Moses and Elijah. To see Moses and Elijah for Israelite, it was a great matter.
整个旧约的代表摩西跟以利亚出现，那不得了的事情啊！
These prophets and Moses and Elijah from the Old Testament, this is a great matter.
所以彼得是很可爱的，他所有的东西他 so true, 他讲就是讲出来了。
So Peter was so lovable, he was so true.
啊，在这里真好，我搭三座棚，一座给你，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。
He would say whatever it was on his mind. He would say, "Let us build three shelters: one for the Lord, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
在天上的神就说：“这是我的爱子，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And then God from heaven spoke, "This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased."
没有人可以跟我的爱子相比的。
No one can be compared with my son.
他是唯一的，他是神整个旨意的中心，是神最爱的。
He is the only one, God's most beloved, the center of God's will.
所以神把摩西、以利亚在他面前撤掉。不见一人，只见耶稣。
Therefore, God removed Moses and Elijah so that no one would see them except Jesus.
就是你发现彼得一生都在被主改变。
You see that Peter's being changed by God all his life.
他被骂是被骂，但是学的功课都是最宝贵的。
Yes, he's being rebuked, but yet he learned the most precious lessons.
啊，所以最近被主骂的人不要灰心哈。
So if you've been rebuked by the Lord, please do not be despair or discouraged.
爱之深，责之切。
Because God loves you so much that He will rebuke you.
要在每一次的光照管教底下学到我们该学的功课，要得到主的结局。
What we need to learn to do is to learn the lesson and to receive the ending from the Lord.
不然白白受苦啊。
So that we will not suffer in vain.
啊，但是马太福音十七章、十六章，他对主耶稣说：“这个前面讲的那么好，被主夸奖哈，说是天父指示他的。”
And then in Matthew chapter 16, he said something that was really good, and then the Lord complimented and said that this is from the Father.
接下来却被主耶稣骂说：“撒旦退我后面去。”
Immediately he was rebuked by the Lord, saying, "Satan, get behind me."
啊，弟兄姊妹，我想这些事情我们就不多说了。
We will not spend too much time on these.
你就发现彼得在这一生里面，他有很多的故事发生在他身上。
You see, so many stories happen in Peter's life.
但是神一直在这里改变他。
Because God is changing him continuously.
主耶稣一直在这里改变他。
God was changing him continuously.
所以今天当我们在这里看我们自己的时候
，As we are examining ourselves,
在这么短暂的人生里面
，In such a short life,
神让我们因着得救跟永远的生命发生关系。
Because of our salvation, we come in touch with this eternal life.
然后扭转了我们整个人生的方向和价值。
That has turned around our life direction and value.
然后我们整个人生的 lifespan, 每一个人长短不一样。
And we all have different lifespan, everyone.
但是就在这个有限，至少是有限，每一个人都是有限的。
But in this limited life,
神在我们身上要做伟大的工作。
God's going to do something great in our life.
来跟从我吧
，Come and follow me，
成为耶稣的门徒
，To be a disciple of Jesus。
然后一路上，耶稣亲自教导我们
，And all the way Jesus will teach and educate us.
他要把我们从属土的变成属天的。
He will turn us from earthly to heavenly.
今天关键是在于我们愿不愿意把自己的生命再交在主的手中。
The key is whether we're willing to commit our lives in His hands.
今天的关键是在于我们是不是愿意真正让主做工在我们身上。
The key is that whether we're willing to let Him work in our lives.
是不是我们再也不忽略任何发生在我们身上的小事？
That we will no longer neglect the small matters in our lives.
我们再要说彼得。从这样子一个会否认主的人
Peter from someone who denied the Lord
从这样子一个一生在主的面前常常说错话做错事的人
That he often said things wrong and do things wrong
到最后变成 在神的手中能够行这么大的事
and To become someone who can be used by God greatly
我们希望我们都把自己交在主的手中
We hope that all of us will commit our lives in his hands
我们整个系列要结束了
So now this series is about to end.
我们今年的主题是讲到愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
The theme of this year is that may those who love the Lord be like the rising of the sun in its strength.
我们看到过很伟大的属灵伟人。
We have gone through and then look at many great spiritual giants.
我们也看到好像出生很平凡的人。
Or someone with ordinary background.
我们也看到身上很多毛病的彼得。
Or a Peter who has a lot of weaknesses.
但是你发现这些人，当他们在神的手中的时候
，But yet when they are put in the hands of God,
他们通通都被改变了。
They have all been changed.
弟兄姊妹，今天仍然是机会哈。
Today we still have a chance.
我们希望我们都把自己交在主的手里。
We hope that every one of us will entrust our lives in His hands.
有一天，连不信主的人来到我们中间，都要说这些人是谁呀
？So when gospel friends come in our midst. They will say, "Who are these people?"
他们怎么满鸟生命、满鸟爱、满鸟主的荣美
？How come they're full of love, full of life, and then the beauty of the Lord?
我们一起来唱一首诗歌，两百主荣上加荣改变我们。296好像。
Let's sing a song together. 296.
296首。预备，来，
主荣上加荣，正在改变我，改变我，改变我。主的形象流露，神大爱在世间，主在改变。流露神大爱在世间，主荣上加荣，正在改变我，改变我，改变我，使我完全变成主的形象。流露神大爱在世间，主在改变，改变我是属。
主啊，我们何等的赞美你
！Lord, how we praise you！
你这个不肯放我们的爱
，For your love that will never let us go，
直到如今你都没有丢弃我们
，Until today you have not forsaken us。
哦，甚至我们有那么多的失败和软弱，你还叫我们说我们可以放心，因为你已经为我们祷告。
Even though we have so many failures and weaknesses, and yet you say, "Do not lose heart, because you have prayed for us."
为了叫我们不至于失了信心
，so that our faith will not fail.
而且你在那里等候我们回头
，and you're waiting for us to return.
你还给我们机会，愿意继续的来使用我们
，and then you still give us chance to be used by you.
主啊，我们感谢你
，Lord, we thank you.
是的，在创世纪开头，我们看见了你创造的大能。
Yes, at the beginning of the Genesis, we see your great power of creation.
在创世纪结尾的时候，我们看见了你改变的大能。
But yet, at the end of the Genesis, we see your great power of changing.
你把属土的人变成像约瑟那样子像耶稣的人。
Because you are able to turn earthly people like Joseph into heavenly like Jesus.
我们也看见你怎样让彼得这块石头变成神家的柱石。
We have also seen how you change Peter, this small stone, into a pillar.
我们也看见保罗那个罪人中的罪魁，真是成为我们众圣徒的榜样。
And we have also seen that you turn Paul, this chief of the sinners, into everyone's example.
主啊，我们都把我们自己无用、软弱、败坏的自己交在你的手中。
Lord, we want to commit ourselves, we who are weak and corrupted, into your hands.
再一次用你的爱、用你的灵、用你的生命来充满我们。
Once again, fill us with your love, your spirit, and your life.
你既然不肯丢弃我们，也让我们不自暴自弃。
Because you will never forsake us, therefore we will not give up.
你既然爱我们一生，你让我们一生蒙爱，也让我们来爱你一生。
Because you love us all the days of our lives, therefore we want to love you too with all life.
你既然呼召我们起来跟从你，就让我们这一生都成为跟从你的人。
Since you have called us to follow you, we want to follow you all the days of our life.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.